sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name, Rainbow Bird.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American, and it's off to the printer. And I'll be off to the printer to pick that up and drop a few copies off over in Phoenix and Laughlin, places like that. I'm considering, depending on how today goes, if we get some donations in, if we get some orders in today, if we get some subscriptions in today, well, then your subscription will go off with this issue. And maybe we'll go up to some Ron Paul rallies up in possibly Sacramento or Phoenix or Tucson. Got a Tucson Breakfast Club that I've been invited to. And that just depends on which way we go here. Which, what kind of response that we get today. And I don't have a guest today, so I will take your calls. And we're in the chat room with Alan Grump, James, and a little cutie. And by the way, Grump, your package is going out, but we're out of the gallons right now. We got those on the way in, so I'm just sending you a complimentary bottle of Miracle 2 to kind of hold you over until the gallons are shipped to you. No charge for that. Okay, we're also picking up more of the cellular cleanse today, so that's really going good. People really like that fulvic acid stuff. Incredible. Incredible. Now, I'm going to share something with you. This is this is own bill H.R. 1995, and maybe a lot of you out there like the congressman. They just didn't bother to read it, and the language is such, you may not understand exactly where it's coming from. This is the Homegrown Terrorism Act. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. But if you want to talk to me first, give me a call on hotline here, 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Free American Hour with Clay Douglas.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to Did You Rob Bill Gates.com. That's Did You Rob Bill Gates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back here, and I will take your calls. Carrie, there on the board, my chat room is telling me that my shows aren't being archived. I'd like to know what the problem is there. Let's go first to hear about our freedom of speech. It's being threatened, and Me in particular. This Homegrown Terrorism Act, already passed by almost 400 members of the House. It'd be a big trial to try to take them away, but they are taking away your right to free speech. And when you listen to this analysis, and it's up on YouTube, this is probably one of the clearer explanations of it and how they're doing it. You know, try to keep in mind what happened to the Russians, Russian people. They're living under the Tsar. The Tsar actually backed Lincoln up in the Civil War. And then they got even and took him out. But how did the Russian people get thrown in those gulags? How did so many of them become enemies? How did 50 million of them die in Russia? They operated under the color of law, and very similar to what's happening here right now. Different technology, different time, different technology. That's basically the only difference. The tyranny and the intent is still alive here. They've already created the North American Union, just like the Soviet Union and the European Union. So here's the next step. 1955, 1959.
Representatives has passed the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act by a 404-6 vote.
Chart 1955, as I understand it, provides a basis for subjective interpretation of dissident speech that allows those in power to criminally penalize anything they consider to be particularly effective in terms of galvanizing an opposition that might conceivably, in some sense, disrupt or destabilize the status quo.
When I looked up the word force in the online dictionary, there were a few definitions that put the word in perspective in relation to the definition of homegrown terrorism as given in H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. To put it plainly, the definitions of force in this context were frightening. Section 899A3 of the bill defines homegrown terrorism as a term meaning the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based within the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government, its population, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. The very first thing I noticed when I read this passage of the bill was that the words force and violence were separated by or, meaning that their definition of force meant something other than violence. I was curious. If force didn't mean violence, then what did it mean? I'm very concerned about what I came up with. The first and second definitions didn't make any sense in regards to the bill, being that both definitions implied violence, and the bill clearly meant force to be something other than violence. The third and fourth definitions, however, gave me goose pimples. The third definition defined force as A, intellectual power or vigor, especially as conveyed in writing or speech, and C, a capacity for affecting the mind or behavior, as in the force of logical argument. Imagine defining homegrown terrorism as the use, planned use, or threatened use of intellectual power or vigor. Or defining it as the use, planned use, or threatened use of a logical argument. Neither of those sound right. They'd both be ridiculous interpretations of the word force in this context. I don't like to think that's what the authors of this bill mean, but I have seen a great deal of this kind of thinking being broadcast on mainstream networks, almost as though we were being softened up for this kind of thinking. I'll give you an example.
It was omitted. Building 7 9/11 report omitted. The entire thing, never in the history of the world, has a building fallen from a fire into its own footprint, eliminating the core, 25 steel beams. Really, it's impossible, physics-wise, impossible.
Well, what do you think is really happening with the ship that was in there? You think that these British soldiers were used as pawns to try to ignite another war against Iran?
Historically, have governments ever faked incidents or incited incidents in order to get them into wars?
Let's see, Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Liberty, and a few more. Just thought I'd toss that in and answer Rosie O'Donnell, who's asking this. Kind of amazing that somebody like Rosie O'Donnell is the one that's actually getting the truth out to the American people. But, let's go ahead.
Knock it off.
Okay.
It has happened historically.
I'm sure it has.
Now for the top story tonight, freedom of speech versus dangerous conduct. In addition to the O'Donnell rhetoric, we now have public servants like Secretary of State Rice being accosted by loons. As stated, this kind of behavior is flat out dangerous and will lead to violence if not checked. This stuff is now spreading because of people like O'Donnell and the loony website. People like Rosie O'Donnell get up there. They're seen worldwide. They say the most irresponsible stuff you can imagine. They hurt people who lost loved ones on 9/11 and then are not held accountable by anybody but me. Every American should condemn these people, and I will tell you, I'm going to make this prediction, if they're not reined in by the authorities, and they should be, that terrible intrusion in San Francisco should have been a criminal activity there.
While O'Reilly isn't calling it homegrown terrorism, and he shouldn't either, because it absolutely is not, he is, however, calling for one of the aforementioned definitions of force to be criminalized, and he is relating it directly to free speech. It would seem to be that it is O'Reilly's position that the exercise of free speech can and will lead to violence, and that it should be criminalized. Keep in mind, Rosie was not directly expressing an opinion, but citing facts and observations in relation to an opinion. Building 7 did collapse at near free fall speed. Building 7 was not mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. And it is a matter of public record that governments have staged events to provocate wars with other nations. Citing facts in relation to an opinion would fall under the force of logical argument, a criminalized activity, according to one of the more ridiculous interpretations of the word force in relation to homegrown terrorism. The fourth possible definition of force was just as chilling. A, a body of persons or other resources organized or available for a certain purpose. And B, a person or group capable of influential action. Imagine defining homegrown terrorism as the use, planned use, or threatened use of influential action by a group or individual in furtherance of a political or social objective. My God, the use of influential action in furtherance of political or social objectives. Though Bill O'Reilly didn't say terrorism when he called for the criminalization of free speech, Glenn Beck went as far as to call a political campaign a domestic threat.
You know, I was thinking this morning, when you enlist in the military, you have to take an oath that says you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. On this program, we talk a lot about the foreign threats. Maybe tonight we should spend some time on the growing domestic ones. Well, here's the point tonight. While our foreign enemies are the obvious ones, the physical threats may be developing domestically as well. And here's how I got there. As I told you last week, Ron Paul raised over $4 million in one day. That's huge news. Ron Paul's supporters are tapping into something that's very real. It's something that I've talked about on this program for a very long time. The rising tide of disenfranchisement in this country. And it's coming from all sides of the political spectrum. If that feeling of disenfranchisement leads to political discussion, then our system works perfectly. But if fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for.
You know, the violence has come from the government, not the people, in my opinion. And, you know, this is America, so I've got as much right to my opinion as Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck do to theirs. And, I'm going to probably get to Ed Steele's rant about Fox News. Accosted by loons, one woman walked up to Condoleezza Rice and held up her hand, just no weapons in it, just talking to her and making her opinion known. And she was hauled off by the police, and they used that clip. And two or three of the Secret Service agents surrounding this woman and dragging her off to be the whole thing about loons. That should have been this woman walking up and talking to Condoleezza Rice is what Glenn Beck is referring to as a loon that should have been criminal. In other words, voicing your opinion is... should be a criminal act, according to Glenn.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Paul Craig Roberts is coming out, and keep in mind, Paul Craig Roberts, not a kook, a sharp guy, worked for Ronald Reagan administration as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Works in the Reagan administration. Assistant Secretary of Treasury. He was an associate editor for the Wall Street Journal. And he says, thinking for yourself is now a crime. What was the greatest failure of 2007? President Bush's surge in Iraq, the decline in the value of the U.S. dollar, subprime mortgages? No, the greatest failure of 2007 was a newly sworn-in Democratic Congress. The American people's attempt in 2006 to rein in a rogue government, which has committed the U.S. to a costly military adventure while running roughshod over the U.S. Constitution, failed. Replacing Republicans with Democrats in the House and Senate has made no difference. The assault on the U.S. Constitution by the Democratic Party is as determined as the assault by the Republicans. On October 23, 2007, the House passed a bill sponsored by California Democratic Congressman Jane Harman, chairwoman of the Homeland Security Committee, that overturns the constitutionally guaranteed rights to free expression, association, and assembly. The bill passed the House on a vote of 404 to 6. In the Senate, The bill is sponsored by Maine Republican Susan Collins and apparently faces no meaningful opposition. Harriman's bill is called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. When H.R. 1955 becomes law, it will create a commission tasked with identifying extremist people, groups, and ideas. And evidently, supporting the Constitution is an extremist idea in today's day and time with a new one-world government, one-world order, North American Union, and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Violent radicalization. The bill will, in short, create massive terrorism in the United States, but the perpetrators of terrorism will not be Muslim terrorists. They will be government agents and fellow citizens. We are beginning to see who will be the inmates of the detention centers being built in the U.S. by Halliburton under government contract. You know, this is Paul Craig Roberts, Assistant Secretary of Treasury under the Reagan administration, telling you the same thing that I've been telling you for the last 2-3 months. The Extremist Beliefs Commission, he says, is the mechanism for identifying Americans who pose a threat to domestic security and a threat of homegrown terrorism that cannot be easily prevented through traditional federal intelligence or law enforcement efforts. This bill is a boon for nasty people. The SOB who stole your girlfriend, that hussy who stole your boyfriend, that gun owner next door, just report them to Homeland Security as holders of extreme beliefs. Homeland Security needs suspects, so they're not going to check. Under a new regime, accusation is evidence. Moreover, our elected representatives will never admit they voted for a bill and created an extremist belief commission for which there is neither need nor constitutional basis. The boss who harasses you for coming late to work, he's a good candidate to be reported, so that the minority employee that you can't live, that you can't fire for any normal reason, so is the husband of that good-looking woman you've been unable to seduce. Every kind of quarrel, jealousy now can be settled with a phone call to Homeland Security. Soon, Halliburton will be building more detention centers. Hang on. Okay. Just, let me do this. Okay. The, you know, I told you about Halliburton's. We got $350 million. $350 million to build detention centers. And you were led to believe those were for illegal aliens. Ain't happening. Ain't going to happen. 700,000 of them marching in the streets of L.A. last year. Not a one picked up. But, well, we did last year. We did put two Border Patrol agents in jail for 10 years for stopping a drug smuggler. Now, back to Paul Craig Roberts. He says, Americans are so far removed from the roots of their liberty that they just don't get it. Most Americans don't know what habeas corpus is or why it's important to them, but they know what they want. And Jane Harman has given them a new way to settle scores and advance their own interests. And by the way, Billy Miller, a story up on my website, the story in the next issue of the Free American, along with the whole story, 10 pages on the vaccines that they intend to give you, that I warned you about 2 or 3 years ago in my film, The True Face of FEMA. Billy Miller was denied habeas corpus while they drugged him out of existence the same way they drugged me. My number here is 800-313-9443. I want to talk to you today. Let me hear from you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take your phone calls if you're not one of these idiot wannabe neo-Nazis or neo-cons, rather. Well, same thing. Excuse me, but I repeat myself. Paul Craig Roberts says, even educated liberals believe that the U.S. Constitution is a living document that can be changed to mean whatever it needs to mean in order to accommodate some new important cause, such as abortion and legal privileges for minorities and the handicapped. Today, it is the war on terror. And what have I told you? The war on terror is a war on anyone that doesn't want to go along with one world government. I've been telling you that from the beginning here. Well, at least since I've been conscious. Tomorrow, it could be the war on whomever or whatever. We had the war on drugs, we got more drugs. We had the war on poverty, we got more poverty. Now we got the war on terror, so of course we're going to get more terror. It's been, think about it. more than 6 years ago, the World Trade Center and Pentagon were attacked. The government blamed it on Al-Qaeda. 9/11 Commission report has been subjected to criticism by a large number of qualified people, including the commission's chairman and co-chairman. Since 9/11, there have been no terrorist attacks in the U.S. The FBI has tried to orchestrate a few, but the terrorist plots never got beyond talk, organized and led by FBI agents. And Clinton, remember the first attack on the World Trade Center. There are no visible extremist groups other than the neoconservatives that control the government in Washington. But somehow, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly sees a need to create a commission to take my testimony and search out extremist views outside of the Pentagon. And I'll be willing to bet, folks, an extremist view is not a communist. It is a... Yeah, who are you? Yes. What's that? Hang on just a minute. Yeah, okay, this is one of the scammers, one of the people that have been calling me and hassling me. Let's just see what's going on here, just to give you an insight. Yeah, what do you want? Who are you?
We're interviewing the top 10 dumbest people in the world. We're wondering if you answer some questions.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We certainly got one on here. You've been calling me, and we trace your phone every time you call, you jerk. You call, and you try to harass me on here. You talk about the magazine. You talk about the radio show.
You are a stupid cocksucker.
Where are we?
Okay, well, sorry about that. But that just shows you what we're going here, what we're doing here. We got these guys calling us up, harassing us, calling us names, trying to do this, and we're going to bust them. We're going to get them if we can. Now, I don't know. I don't believe this is just an individual. Maybe it's some college kids. Maybe it's somebody. Maybe it's some neocons. Maybe it's a Mossad. They just do this at all hours of the day and night, and we trace every call. Just like this.
To trace the last call received, dial 1. Otherwise, the last call to your telephone has been traced. If you want to take action, contact your police department.
Yes, we will. Okay. Anyway, sorry about the profanity, but I don't have a delay system on here. And we just won't take these calls anymore and during the show. Paul Craig Roberts, again, says, the search for extremist views comes after President Bush and the Justice Department declared that the president can ignore habeas corpus, ignore the Geneva Convention, seize people without evidence, hold them indefinitely without presenting charges, torture them until they confess to some made-up crime, and take over the government by declaring an emergency. Of course, none of these patriotic views are extremist. The search for extremist views follows the granting of contracts. The search for extremist views follows the granting of contracts to Halliburton to build detention centers in the U.S. No member of the Congress or the executive branch ever explained the need for the detention centers or who the detainees would be. Of course, there's nothing extreme about building detention centers in the U.S. Make them concentration camps for undisclosed inmates. Certainly, the detention centers are not meant to just stand there empty. Thanks to the 2007's greatest failure of the Democratic Congress, there is to be an extremist beliefs commission to secure inmates for Bush's detention centers. President Bush promises us that the wars he has launched will cause the untamed fire of freedom to reach the darkest corners of our world. Meanwhile, in America, the fire of freedom has not only been tamed, but also is being extinguished. The light of liberty has gone out in the United States. And let's finish up this.
I want to believe it, but there it was. One of the most absurd definitions of force in relation to the definition of homegrown terrorism being played out on a mainstream network. On CNN, Glenn Beck calling a political campaign a domestic threat and implying that it could lead to violence. Now listen to that last bit again.
If fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for.
How exactly are these freedoms being endangered? Claiming that your freedoms are being threatened by extremists is a manipulative and emotional appeal meant to distract you from the truth. And the truth is this. Your freedoms are not a physical thing that can be bombed or shot or threatened by anyone in any way. The Bill of Rights is our guarantee of freedoms preserved. And the only danger to our freedoms is that they can be legislated away, and for the moment, with your silent consent. If bills like H.R. 1955 become law, then soon your silence may not be your consent, but your only choice. And keep in mind, once you have no voice, you can't object to anything. I do not want to consider that the authors of H.R. 1955 actually intended these alarming definitions of force when they wrote the bill. But with these definitions being so clearly illustrated on mainstream networks, I find it alarming that 404 members of the House of Representatives would vote to pass such a bill without at least some clarification that there is not a window opening for this kind of enforcement.
Again, my number here, well, you will be screened here, 800-313-9443. And, Carrie, if it sounds like this idiot that keeps calling, don't put him through. All right, Fox News, ban of Ron Paul has basically backfired on Fox. And Edgar Steele has put out in his latest rant that this information, Fox News is owned and run by foreigners. Fox News wants to dictate American policy, both foreign and domestic. Fox News wants to tell you how to think, and that's what we've been listening to. That's what this we were listening, well, CNN, actually, Glenn Beck, but CNN actually allowed Ron Paul to be on because evidently the executives are smarter than the Fox executives. Fox News wants to pick your next president. Fox News is terrified by the thought of a Ron Paul presidency. And, well, Edgar Steele has his title on here is blanked out, so I'm not going to use the language, but maybe I can pull something from the bird flu hoax that's going around. You know, we're being told, we're being programmed, again, probably by Fox News and CNN, about the bird flu danger. Well, there ain't no danger, and I think we've covered this already. And if I haven't covered it to in its entirety, you can read the whole 10-page report in the next issue of the Free American, if you subscribe to it, of course. Well, let's use the bird flu term, flock. A flock of birds, don't pay attention to those chemtrails up there. Don't pay attention to those planes crisscrossing the sky, spraying that barium and aluminum on you. Watch out for that flock of birds. Watch out for that flock of birds. Well, flock Fox News. Why are they terrified about Ron Paul? I'll cover that in a moment from the Jewish angle. Some forgive, some forget, says Edgar Steele. Some do both. I do neither. I get even. Call it a weakness. Call it a trial lawyer thing. After all, I became a trial lawyer in order to get even. Why? I honestly don't know. I only know that it's what I do. I do it well. I've had lots of practice. In fact, when properly motivated, I get way more than even. Trust me, getting even is an overwhelming measure. Can offer up some of life's sublime moments. Let's get even. Maybe you don't know how. I was born to get even. I'll show you how. Legally, too. Flock Fox. Last night, Fox News presented its Republican presidential forum. You know, the one which Fox refused to invite Ron Paul, the sole GOP candidate who's refused to kiss the hem of the CFR garment and who continues to roll against globalism and for America. Ron Paul, who's regularly polled higher than two other candidates who were invited, 14% in New Hampshire to Fred Thompson, 4%, 10% to Giuliani's Iowa's 3%. Ron Paul, who has bested the field, taken in the campaign thus far, who's won outright most of the straw polls taken in the campaign thus far throughout America. Ron Paul, who has throngs of enthusiastic sign-waving supporters in places where other contenders don't even have signs. Ron Paul, whose campaign recently set the single-day fundraising record for all American politicians ever. Fox News never mentioned Ron Paul's name. It is as though Dr. Paul has become a non-person. Never does he appear in the candidate list. Never do anchors mention him. Fox News is boycotting Ron Paul. We can do the same thing to Fox News. It's already begun. I've watched Fox News last night for one reason only. I wanted to make a list of the sponsors so that I could give them to you today and suggest that you boycott them forever. And what's more, tell those advertisers that is what you're doing. And tell your friends, then do it. The sponsors made this forum possible. They deserve it. So does Fox. Flock. Fox. Don't ever watch Fox News again as long as you live. I won't. It was easy for me. I just unchecked the box in the listing lineup in my satellite directory. Now I won't even be stumbling over it as I go from one channel to another. Flock. Fox. Now go ahead and do it. You know you want to do it. Say it right out loud. Trust me, you'll feel better. Here, let's do it together. Flock, Fox. Bird flu to the Fox Network. Boycott sponsors who don't play fair forever. Now, here are the 12 products advertised during Fox News Forum and the advertisers to boycott. Pampers Diapers. Procter & Gamble. Pampers.com. Ooh, this one's going to hurt me. This one's going to hurt me. But fortunately, I have enough of them. I never have to buy one again. Maglite flashlights. www.maglite.com. Abilify. That's bipolar disorder medication from Bristol-Myers Squibb. www.abilify.com. They had 3 ad slots during the commercial, during the forum. And the Jewelry Exchange, that's jewelryexchange.com. I hope you guys are writing this down, or I hope we're archiving this so you can get these. And send them all an email. Tell them Flock Fox and you. The Planet Earth DVD set, BBC and Discovery Channel. That's bbc.com.co.uk and www.discovery.com. And Vytorin, V-Y-T-O-R-I-N, that's anti-cholesterol medication from Merck Shearing Plough Pharmaceuticals. And frankly, get our patches, get our trace minerals, get our... get our Miracle 2 soap, get the neutralizer, and boycott these pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, if you, I can tell you right now, you'll live a heck of a lot longer if you give up all pharmaceuticals. You can kill yourself on heroin But it'll take you a lot longer than trying to than doing the pain pills from these medications. That's www.vytorin.com. And their number is 877-VYTORIN. Nutrisystem. Well, we got the patches now. If you go to my website, freeamerican.com, you can get on the patches. And forget about Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem. And that's 1-877-975-DIET. Tell them we don't need Nutrisystem. And Gold Bond, that's Chatham, 423-821-571. Tempur-Pedic beds. Sprint telephone. AIG car insurance. And Fox News channel. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Just got a few more minutes until the second half of the hour. But if you want to call in and talk to me, the lines are open. 800-313-9443. That's right. 313-9443. And what do we got here? Nothing on that. Let's see if we've got the Fox internal meeting caught on tape. Let's see what this is. This is a link with the Daily Poll, but let's see, no longer available. Okay. Dave, pull that one. That must have been a crank one. But here's how we're having an effect, folks. Patrick M. Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, the CEO of Overstock.com, is feeling the pinch from people outraged over Fox News, excluding Ron Paul from the presidential debates. Okay, he says, dear customer, because Overstock advertises on Fox News Channel, Overstock has been receiving calls and emails about Fox News' decision to include Dr. Ron Paul, to exclude Dr. Ron Paul from the upcoming January 6th forum in New Hampshire, a decision that seems especially rank given the fact that yesterday's caucuses, Dr. Paul outpolled Mayor Giuliano by a factor of 2.5 to 1. Always enjoy hearing from our customers, particularly those who display political commitment of any flavor, and I thank them for their calls and emails. In October, Dr. Paul came to Utah, and he and I visited for an hour in my office. After that meeting, I gave him the largest donation I could under federal law. It's rare to meet a politician who understands the Constitution, and rarer still to meet one who thinks it binds the government meaningfully. I would give Dr. Paul more were there not a federal blackout on free speech known as McCain-Feingold. In a television interview last week, I stated that for the first time in my life, I felt there were several candidates qualified to be president. My number one choice would be Dr. Paul. We'll be right back, folks.
Since 1980.